This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I hope that you're feeling okay today. Have you ever stopped and wondered, where is God? I believe in him, but I just can't feel his love or his presence. Now, I'm sure you're not alone in that. Many of us have struggled with the feeling that God is there somewhere, but is he really with me today? Can I be sure that God actually loves me? After all, the three greatest words in the New Testament are found in 1 John 4:16, the words, God is love. Very simple. And yet they're the words powerful enough to change your life dramatically. But reading those words from the Bible or thinking about it doesn't always translate into actually feeling his love. And I want to talk about this again tomorrow. There's quite a subject here. Have a read sometime in your Bible of Psalm 88. This is a classic example. King David was in the darkest depths of despair, and he just felt abandoned by people, forgotten by God. And in my Bible, it has the reading, or the heading rather, a prayer when you can't find the way. This is what he said: each morning I pray to you, Lord, but why do you reject me? Why do you turn from me? My friends and neighbors have turned against me because of you, and now darkness is my only companion. Well, he was David, this Bible hero who struggled at times to feel God's love. In another reading, Psalm 13, he cried out, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" Now, I've got this sense that many people have trouble feeling God's love. They're not free to talk about it. They would see themselves perhaps as a failure, so they put on this brave front or pretense. An emptiness has overwhelmed their heart, it could be yours today, and left this void that they can't explain. And sometimes they wonder if there's really any point trying to be a committed Christian. If you feel like that, just hang on, because God has not given up on you. We do live what we call in a fallen world. You know, nothing works out right, including our emotions. And sometimes our perceptions don't function well. We might have a sense that there are feelings deep in our souls, but we just can't access them. It's like the radio back in the old days before FM and digital, when there was a broken antenna and you just couldn't pick up the signals that are in the room. And it's a bit like that. We sometimes shut down our feelings. We might have been through a bad time, trauma or something like that, and we think it hurts, therefore we're not going to allow anything else to hurt us. Maybe the loss of your father or your mother or someone else has left this big hole and you just don't want to get hurt again. The good news is that God is able to heal broken receivers, if you like. That's us, the broken emotions. And we need to give ourselves permission to open ourselves up to both the negative and the positive emotions that are part of life. We can't avoid them. And in that, we ask God for healing of the broken heart. And many people say, when they've renounced this inner vow, "I'm not going to feel anything," when they put to one side, God actually comes and does something really wonderful. God loves you, even when you don't feel anything. His love for you is solid, it's safe. And I just want to say this clearly, it does not rely on how you feel, because really, feelings can deceive us. They come and go, and we shouldn't depend on those feelings. The weather changes, people change, and our own feelings do change, but God remains dependable forever. So if we're angry at God, for example, it's really hard to feel his love because the anger gets in the way. I'll talk more about this tomorrow. And I know some people who are very angry at God, and somehow their lives are in damage control. No wonder they never feel his love. But again, God in his own amazing way can take every piece of pain and redeem that and bring something new into our lives. It may take a little bit of time, but God does it. So different people have got different ways, of course, of experiencing God's love. I mean, look around you at creation. Look at the evidence of God's love and be on the lookout for some unexpected ways that God says to you, "I love you." Well, dear Lord, we acknowledge it is difficult sometimes. But Lord, there are unhappy people who are despondent, depressed, anxious. Lord, it could quite easily be me. But thank you, Lord, that you give us joy and purpose. And may I be someone that will encourage others. Amen.